Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shane Spencer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kareem Garcia. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Josh Bard. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Travis Hafner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jason Davis. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, D'Angelo Jimenez. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Armando Rios. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blake strikes out. Two outs. Josh Bard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hafner is hit by the pitch. Garcia moves to third. Bard moves to second. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jimenez moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jimenez moves to third. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Lee reaches second base with a double. Armando Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rios moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Josh Bart is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hafner is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Burley covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hafner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Konerko for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Armando Rios is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rios is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rios strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer strikes out. 1 out. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rios. Blake reaches second base with a double. Burks scores. Garcia goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Gary Glover now pitching. Josh Bart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blake scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hafner strikes out. Two outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Creed is 0 for 1 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Glover fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Ordonez goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 Indians. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Armando Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blake is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blake is hit by the pitch. Josh Bart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Creed is 0-for-2 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Sadler now pitching. D. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jimenez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Damaso Marte now pitching. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hafner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hafner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hafner moves to second. One out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bradley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Santiago now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. One out. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Creed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blake is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Blake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Blake reaches second base with a double. Josh Bard batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bard takes first base on ball 4. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hafner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hafner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danis Baez now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Armando Rios is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rios is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rios hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Creed is 0-for-3 in the game. Creed hits a pop-up towards the mound. Baez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.